In the tiny town of Williamsburg in eastern Kansas, there's a place that draws visitors from all over the state, from both coasts, and even other countries. For this month's Hidden Kansas, Lou Ann Stevens shares the secret of Guy and May's Tavern.
When you first walk in, Guy and May's seems like a typical small-town bar. There's a pool table, neon beer signs, and photos from local sports teams. Country music with a few classic rock tunes thrown in. And then it hits you, that wonderful aroma coming from the kitchen. Ribs. And not just any ribs. The secret recipe and cooking method has made the tavern a destination for rib lovers for more than 50 years. Guy and May Kestner opened the business in 1973. At first it was just a bar, but Guy was already experimenting with his barbecue method. May created the sauce recipe. Lori Thompson is the current owner and Guy and May's granddaughter.
The word spread and it just got to be really a big thing.
In the beginning, it was just word of mouth, but that still brought people from Wichita, Kansas City, and sometimes neighboring states. Today, people come from even farther.
Just all over, really. Some families take their vacations and plan it so they're in this area around mealtime so they can come and see us too. So we've seen a lot of families grow that way, and different generations of families come by and see us. We have friends all over the place. It's amazing.
So what is the secret? Lori took me back to the kitchen to see where the magic happens.
This is the wood box. And this is where we build the fire with shagbark hickory because it just produces a really nice, mild, smoky flavor.
Before they go into the pit, all the ribs are trimmed by hand.
And then we'll sprinkle them with Grandpa's hooky poo is what he called it, his dry rub.
The slabs start out close to the fire.
We turn them all by hand, and once they get a nice dark bark on them, we will wrap them in foil and put them back in the top to finish out and get tender and how people like to eat them.
Not just tender. The meat literally falls off the bones. The whole process takes about 8 hours. They can make 36 slabs at a time, and when they're gone, they're gone. People in the know will make reservations. For the ribs, not a table, just to be clear. The day I was there, they were sold out by 3:45, and I was very grateful I'd reserved my order early. So what exactly is Grandpa's hooky poo? Yes, I asked, and no, she didn't share it.
Because I'm very convinced that my grandmother would haunt me if I ever gave the recipe out to anybody other than family.
I guess I'll continue to drive to Williamsburg. For The Range, I'm Lou Ann Stevens.
Each month, Hidden Kansas explores intriguing spots across our state. You can read more about Guy and May's Tavern at kmuw.org. Hidden Kansas is produced at KMUW Studios and is part of the NPR network.
Maybe you already know about naked short selling. Maybe you've personally shorted stocks yourself. But do you know about the time short sellers ruined a Super Bowl, basically?
For me, I was a little late, but red flags went up like, what is going on? This is really scary.
At Planet Money, we get the story behind the money to explain how money works. Listen on the NPR app or wherever you get your podcasts.